Children do not have to be taught wrong. They seem to fall into it by themselves. That's why we have the exhortation in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So these are instructions. This is a parent teaching. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the eternal and turn away from evil. These are instructions. And we also read in Proverbs, that was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. We also read in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 15. I'm reading this from the Complete Jewish Bible. Complete Jewish Bible. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame on his mother. This is from the New American Standard Version. The rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame on his mother. The New English Translation reads it like this. A rod and the reproof impart wisdom, but a child who is unrestrained brings shame to his mother. Left to himself, unrestrained, brings shame. So children need to be instructed. Now, in any society, you can tell a little bit about what is important to that society by the words they use. For instance, in the society that's dominated by the Eskimos, Eskimos have 9 words for the word we call snow. 9 words. And the way they say that word, you know what kind of snow it is, because snow is so important to those people. The Arabs have 4 words for our word uncle and 4 words for our word aunt, your aunt so-and-so. 4 words. Because each word tells you exactly who that person is. Okay? When you say aunt in Arabic, you are saying which aunt it is. How many aunts? Well, it could be, your aunt could be your mother's sister, right? Or your father's sister. Or the wife of your husband, your father's brother. Right? Or the wife of your mother's brother. So there are 4 people. But when you say the word in Arabic, you don't have to say which one it is. You don't have to say, because some people say, well, my aunt said, and I'll say, is it your aunt, your mother's brother, or your father's, mother's sister, your father's sister? Which one is it? But in Arabic, you know exactly who that aunt is, whether she's an in-law aunt or a blood relative. Well, in the book of the Bible, sin is a very complex thing. And there are many words designated. And in the Hebrew, there are lots of words designated for what we would call sin or unrighteousness. Now, one of the most common, and it generally just means you missed the mark, you just missed it. In the Hebrew, the word is chata, C-H-A-T, some say C-H-A-T-A-T, chatat, or chatath, and there are various spellings of it. But the Hebrew word is chata. It means missing. Another word in Hebrew means rebellion. Its word is pesa, P-E-S-A, means rebellion. Or a transgression. You moved into somebody's territory. You aggressed, you moved in there. Another word is awan, A-W-O-N, meaning a perversion. you know, just a perversion, just a perverse way of doing things. You're just going to do it your way, and a perversion of the way of society. Another word is raw, meaning evil in disposition. You're evil. You got just a bad disposition. You're a bad, evil person in that way. And then another word is resa, R-E-S-A, meaning impiety, godless. I don't like God. I don't care about God. I don't care about the things of God. That's impiety. Another word in Hebrew is shagah, S-H-A-G-A-H, shagah. And that word means error, to walk away, to be misled, to wander off, to leave the paths of righteousness. And it may be totally innocent. It's not an evil thing. It just sometimes you draw. Let me give you how shagah is used here. Here it is in the Psalm 119 and verse 21. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander, shagah, who wander from your commandments. This is shagah. They wander away. You rebuke the ones who wander away. But in the book of the law, you'll see it here in Numbers, Numbers 15 and verse 22. If by accident, I'm reading this from the Common English Bible, Numbers 15, if by accident you don't obey all these commandments, if by shagah, if you kind of wander off, you didn't mean to, but you kind of stepped away, if by accident you don't obey all these commandments that the Eternal spoke to Moses. That's Numbers 15, verse 1. That's from the Common English Bible. Let me read that in the Complete Jewish Bible. If by mistake you fail to observe all these commands that Adonai has spoken, this is now the Christian Standard Bible, Numbers 15, 20. When you sin unintentionally, you just kind of step off the trail. You kind of walk away a little bit from the commandment. You sin unintentionally. You didn't mean to do it, but you kind of wandered off a little bit. Not meaning, it's not a rebellion. And you see it in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 45 and verse 20. You see the same word, shagah, here. Thus you shall do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who, and here's how they translate it, New American Standard Version, who goes astray, for everyone who goes astray or is naive, so shall you make atonement for the house. Let me read that in the New English Translation. This is what you must do on the seventh day of the month for anyone who sins inadvertently, or through ignorance. The word sin inadvertently means it's the word shagah. You got to stray off. You walk off. You didn't mean to do it. You're not trying to do it, but you kind of walk off. There's another word called zimma, Z-I-M-M-A-H, zimma. That's the word that means lewdness, vile, lewdness. Let me read it to you in the book of Leviticus. It's used here, chapter 18, verse 17. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are blood relatives. It is zimma, and it's translated lewdness. That's in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 17. It is zimma, he calls it. In Proverbs 10, verse 23, you read this: fools enjoy zimma deeds. They enjoy zimma, but those with understanding take pleasure in wisdom. That's Proverbs 10 and verse 23. Fools enjoy vileness, zimma deeds. They vile deeds, evil deeds, vile, lewd deeds. Let me read that in the Complete Jewish Bible. To a fool, vileness, zimma, is like a game. as is wisdom to a person of discernment. When you're a person of discernment, then wisdom is like a game. You want to learn more wisdom. You like to trade things and little poems, riddles and things like that. For people who like wisdom will trade all these things. Let's see if you can figure this out. What would he do? You know, who would be the right person? This is in the Christian Standard Bible, Proverbs 10, verse 23. As shameful conduct is pleasure to a fool, so wisdom is for a man of understanding. So you see, the shameful conduct, vileness. You know, there are people get into being lewd, vile. That's all. You know, they think about that all the time. They want to talk about that all the time. It's joking to be very lewd, very vile, very disgustingly. Their behavior is disgusting in social situations, and you'll see people just like that. Here in the book of Jeremiah, I'm going to read the book of Jeremiah here for a little bit, chapter 13, and I'm going to read it in several translations, dropping down to verse 27. Listen to what God says here. I have seen your adultery and lust, your disgusting idols, and your shameless zima prostitution. Zima prostitution. And the word is your vile, lewd prostitution on the hills and on the fields. How terrible for you, Jerusalem. How long will you remain dirty? Complete Jewish Bible reads it like this. On the hills and on the fields I have seen your abominations and your adulteries, your lustful neighings and your shameless, your zima prostitution. Vile, lewd. Complete the Christian Standard Bible. Your adulteries and your lustful neighing, your heinous zima prostitution, your heinous prostitution. So it's very lewd. So this is a word that is used, you know, in the scriptures here. Now, there are passages in the Bible that use multiple words like this. Multiple. Remember, we talked about all these Hebrew words, these chata and awan, pesa, resa, and so on. These, one meaning, you know, evil and disposition, another rebellion or transgression, another meaning